Ah, so you're finally awake. No, no, shush your screaming. I said shush. Good girl. Who am I? Astutely noticed, I am not one of your captors. My name is Jack Ellison, and I shall be returning you to your parents' residence once my partner arrives. Oh no, my dear, please dismiss any notion of familiarity, as I assure you, you do not know Jack. Which is rather apropos of your situation, I suspect. Oh, indeed, the guards are aware of my presence. It is simply in their state they neither care nor are they capable of doing so. Well, strapping gentlemen of great physical strength they may be, their ilk tend to lack the mental fortitude to stop me stepping in and snapping their minds like dry twigs. Which is exactly why they are as you see them, in a stupor, and entirely at my disposal. Untie you, my dear? Oh, no. Oh, no, not yet. My partner is yet to arrive, and will likely take a good while to arrive, so I must find some way of entertaining myself during this time. Oh, silly girl, I merely said I was returning you to your home. I said nothing about being a rescuer. I'm a gun for hire. Not that I would lower myself to such crude arms when there are much more enjoyable means. All that means is I won't be leaving any lasting marks on my prize. So with that said, I'm sure we can have some fun with you until my partner comes to clean up these walking chew toys. Oh, don't look so shocked. I sense the tremor of excitement you felt when you caught an inkling of what I'm intending. Something tells me that little Miss Prize is nowhere near as pure as her mother thinks. Let's find out just how much, shall we, gentlemen? You, remove her clothing. Carefully. We need to be able to put them back on her when we've had our fun. There we go. Oh my, such a delicious morsel you are. Wrapped in such unflattering attire. Curves and softness as far as the eye can see. Such a perfect thing for breaking apart. My. Oh, the curve of those hips, the mound of those breasts. Absolute poetry. I could go on, but. Oh, my. I thought I caught a heady scent. And is that moisture I see glistening between your legs? No, no. Don't try to hide it. Spread her legs for me, gentlemen. Perfect. Hold her open so I can savor this. Such a delightful aroma. I believe I need a closer look. I don't suspect you'd mind, my dear, as I brought my face ever so close to your soaking cunt. And perhaps took a little taste. Divine. Gentlemen, I believe our prize would benefit greatly if you touched her need. Wouldn't you, my dear? Yes, thank you, gentlemen. Just slowly around her folds. Don't overstimulate her yet, gentlemen. We still have plenty of time to tame this bad girl. Don't we, my dear? So tell me, how does it feel? Your erstwhile captors touching you in places you never knew you wanted, and you fucking loving it. Oh, now, now, don't act so shy. I can smell how much this is turning you on. I can see it in how fast your blood is pumping, and I must admit, my own body is responding in kind. You have the biggest hands. Let's see how a little lady, still bound to her chair, will take that middle finger of yours in her wet, needy cunt. Slowly, sir. No lasting damage, remember. You'll have your fun later. Excellent. Well done. That finger sunk in so deep, didn't it, prize? Oh, the look on your face is a painting. That is exactly what I live for. You there, don't stand idle. Her neck, kiss it. Let's see the look on her face. Yes. That is wonderful. I can almost tell how mindless you're getting, prize. How turned on this has you. How pliant you are. And how you do anything I desire without me even needing to compel you. Good. Perfect. You there. She needs a second finger. And don't you dare leave her clit alone, whatever you do. No need to be a complete Neanderthal. Look at her buck, gentlemen. Fine work, if I do say so myself. Gentlemen, hold her down, please. Let this fine sir work his magic. But do not let her come. No matter how close she gets. Yes, just like that. Tease her back. Then build her all the way up, and then back down, like the swelling of a melody. Oh, not yet, prize, not yet. You're not getting your release yet. You there. She's getting rather noisy. I'm pretty sure you can find some way of shushing her. Yes. Your cock in her mouth will do quite wonderfully. Just like that. Oh, yes. Quiet, prize. You are to be seen and only heard when I permit it. Wonderful. Gentlemen? I believe it's time we used her properly. You two, take her and hold her against the wall. As for you, I believe your cock will be suitably wet with her saliva. You get the first turn on that wet cunt. Oh my, you did slide straight in. Looks like you didn't need any additional lube. The prize is soaked. Now fuck her. Hard. Yes. Just like that. Oh, look how she gasps. She is loving this. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck the slat hard against the wall. Listen to her come apart as I claim her holes. Which leads me on to the main event, I suspect. It's time for me to take my due. Gentlemen, hold her still. I think it's time for me to make the most of the little show I've been putting on. Don't you, my dear? Yes. Oh, my dear, you are tight. I shall savor this. Although I'm not sure just how... I'm going to last in this tight cunt. Although I assure you, prize, regardless of what you remember of this night, I'm going to ingrain you coming on my cock into your very fucking soul. Fuck. You sound so fucking good as I claim you, prize. As I fuck you hard. Just like this. Moan for me. Scream for me. Fucking beg for me. Fucking take this cock until you come apart on me, prize. Take it deeper and harder than you thought possible. Take this cock until your mind goes blank. Take it until the only thought in your head is how fucking good this feels. And then take this fucking cum, prize. Take it and come with me. Take my cum. Take it. Take my cum. Take my cum, prize. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Come with me. And now that the prize has been thoroughly claimed, I believe it best we tidy up. Dress her, gentlemen. And untie her. She's in no fit state right now to do... well, much of anything, I suspect. Those eyes are much too glazed. Perfect. And just in time. I believe those howls signify that my partner's arriving. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Now, if you'll go and, if you'll be so kind, go and stand in that corner. My partner always has liked his lunches packed.